AEW wrestler Adam Cole.
Baby.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Ah, there he is.
Hey, here I am. I made it. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Good.
Oh, I love the song.
How did it go?
You guys gotta admit that sounds pretty cool.
It does sound cool.
It is great.
I'm playing a video game.
Because we know your love of video games, and then you hear, can you play just the beginning of that again? Video game.
Big time.
Yeah.
You guys have a video game.
So awesome.
That's cool, man.
But old school.
Yes.
Awesome.
He gets cool. Pumped every time.
My two passions, pro wrestling and video games mixed together. You can't beat it.
No, you can't.
You can't beat it.
Nope.
You were in a video game, right?
Yes. I was. A recent video game. The first AEW video game, AEW Fight Forever, which is, again, that never gets old to see. For some people, and don't get me wrong, like having an action figure is really, really cool. Seeing yourself on a billboard in a city is really, really cool. But to me, like I just mentioned, pro wrestling and video games are the two things that I'm the most passionate about. So seeing yourself recreated within a game, it never gets old. It's just so surreal.
But playing yourself in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, right. I would think.
Like, I'm Adam Cole playing Adam Cole.
Right.
Right. Does it get any weirder or better than that?
No, it does not.
Do you use that like as prep? Like there are baseball players that will use the official video game now to game plan when they come into pitch or something.
Sure. No. So for me, actually, I'll try to stay away from it right before I go out there because my video game character is so cool that I'm like, oh my God, I can't keep up with him. So it's a little intimidating. So I got to stay away from video game Adam Cole for a minute and just focus on real life Adam Cole.
If you were going to pick one video game to play for the rest of your life, they've just said to you, this is it. You get to pick one game, you go on your desert island.
That's it.
What would it be?
Oh my God, that's such a good question and so tough. I'm a huge, huge Halo fan. And it's so hard for me to pick one, but that first-person shooter series is really the genre, but specifically Halo 5, that was responsible for getting me so passionately into games. So I think any combination of whether it be the Master Chief Collection, where it's a compilation of a bunch of the Halo games, if I could take all the Halo games, that would be great. But, man, I've put so much time and so many hours into that franchise, so I'm going to go with Halo.
And you are someone who was able to figure out a way to make money on all that time.
Yeah, right.
We've all spent a lot of time on the games.
Yes.
Just never turned into money.
I yelled my dad, that's it.
Well, what's so crazy is that literally initially, I had thought about streaming on Twitch for a really, really long time. It was one of those things where, again, because I was so passionate about it, I wanted an excuse to be able to go online and talk with a bunch of people who were also passionate about games. But then, again, when the pandemic started, it was one of those where I had no excuses. It was like, I got to jump into this. But long story short, the community that has formed within Twitch is just, it's unbelievable. Like, it's so cool to see the friendships that people have formed, people getting to share all their different stories and journeys, their ups and their downs, all while we're enjoying these really awesome games. It's seriously become, again, I keep saying it, so I hate to sound like a broken record, but there's a reason it's become such an important passion in my life, and Twitch is a huge part of that.
Adam Cole is on. AEW Collision will come to the XL Center tomorrow at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now. We're linked up. That interview you did with Anthony Bourdain, was that a life changer for you?
Yes. It was something that I will never, ever forget. If you don't mind, I could quickly give a little backstory on this.
Please,
This is right when me and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, started dating. And early on, she had told me, she goes, hey, I got this email. Someone requested or asked about some guy named Anthony Bourdain they want me to do an interview with. And I lost my mind. I was like, what? Are you kidding? Like, Anthony Bourdain, and she's like, yeah, and she didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Uh, So for me, again, I had watched No Reservations for a very long time. A lot of people had. It was one of my all-time favorite shows. So fortunately, I got to kind of tag along. It was actually Britt who they were interested in speaking to. But the fact that I got to sit there and chat with him, he was just an unbelievable guy to talk to. Such a cool, surreal moment, absolutely, to be able to sit down in a restaurant and talk pro wrestling and talk Pittsburgh cuisine with Anthony Bourdain. That was wild.
It's wild. And everyone who, most people who were around him towards the end didn't see it.
No.
Didn't see it coming.
No, not at all.
Horrible.
Right. And that's the horrifying thing about situations like that, right? Sometimes it's so hard to even be able to predict something like that. So it's definitely tragic and definitely sad.
You mentioned your wife. She's a wrestler too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A wrestler and a dentist.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she'll break your teeth and fix them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So does that ever become annoying? Like you're just always with your wife?
No, but she says floss, you better floss.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, in the beginning, she was definitely on my case about, I'll be totally transparent and honest, I was not a flosser. But now I have done it. It's become just a routine of something that I do, and it's good. I have better hygiene than I used to have, before I met Britt.
That should become one of your moves. Do you have a wrestling move called the floss?
The floss. What would you do though?
Stick a rope in their crotch.
That's a wrong cavity.
I'm trying to get disqualified here, guys.
Wrong cavity. Wow. I smell burning.
No, that's really cool. It's good to be able to share that with her, so when you guys are out on the road, I mean, you have that time together. You're not, calling her from a hotel or something,
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Yeah, because when we first started dating, we did long distance. I would see her once a month lots of times. And then when I was with WWE and she was with AEW from the beginning, there would be times where I would see her for an hour once a week, and we were living together. So, oh, my God, to be able to get on an airplane and travel with her, share a hotel room, to be able to be in the back and, like, when she walks through the curtain and to be able to be there is such an irreplaceable thing for me.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
That's
to nice. Be able to be with her. Yeah.
Nice. Adam Cole is on AEW Collision coming to the XL Center tomorrow night. We're linked up to tickets. What's the deal with that dance last week? What was that?
Yeah.
Was that a result of your head injury?
I've been asked about that a lot. The truth is, I wasn't prepared to dance. I'm here in the finals of a tournament. I'm ready to go. Max goes off on his own, and he got a little excited and decided he wanted to have a dance off with Daniel Garcia, Sammy Guevara. I was in the zone, but I'll tell you what, seeing those guys bust a move, I felt the energy run through me. No one can say that I didn't bring the energy. I think that's
No, you're right.
No, you definitely brought that.
No, you're right. You got that.
You brung it.
I want to conference in Vince Barry. I don't know if you remember him, but he's a super fan, super wrestling fan. Introduced you at a match like in 16 or 17.
Wow.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, it was 2016 in chess.
Vince Barry, Adam Cole. Hey. Adam Cole, Vince Barry.
Baby.
How's it going, man?
Great, man. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us. Yeah, man, big fan. Announced you one of your last matches on the Indies with Cody, 2016.
Oh, yes, yes.
You guys pulled off the bigger and better things.
Oh, thank you, man. Oh, that's wild. That's so awesome. Good to talk to you, man.
Likewise. I don't know if they have a drop of that, but I'll put it on social media so everybody can hear my awesome announcement of Adam Cole.
Yes, please. I would love to hear it again as well at some point.
If only I grabbed it. I watched it. I'm like, this is cell phone audio. I'm not going to play it.
I was busy flossing.
Yeah. By the time Adam heard it through the phone, it'd be too many generations of cell phone audio.
It would sound muddy. Yeah.
Say, Vince, you just do it right now.
Yeah, why don't you just do it now, Vince?
You want to do it live?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future All Elite Wrestling Tag Team Champion of the World from Panama City, Florida, Adam Cole!
Wow.
Baby. Yes!
That That was much better.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice.
I always do it live.
Very nice.
Tell Tony Khan.
Do it live.
Tell Tony and
Ichi. That's awesome.
Adam, the next time you're in Connecticut, you should come to Connecticut. I mean, our studio. Jesus Christ.
I think the next time I come to Connecticut, I will come to Connecticut.
And
even the studio as well.
You know, you just need to know at 9:20 every Friday we play like the montage of our dumbest moments. And I know that I'm, that's going to be played again in like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so happy about it.
I have a feeling that moment will live with me for a long time.
Infamy, yes.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate you. And we can tell by talking to you why you're so successful.
Yeah, you're a good dude, man.
It's your true love and passion, but you're just a great guy.
Yep.
So thank you for coming on. We're linked up to the Collision tomorrow at the XL Center. Your first time at the XL Center, by the way, for AEW. Yeah, in Connecticut. Thanks, ass. All right.
We'll talk to you next time we talk to you.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you for setting all this up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.